You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following Lutheran Hour sermon was delivered by Dr. Dale Meyer. We hope you enjoy his message titled, What Can I Do? And now here's Dr. Meyer.
Several months ago, I attended church in Nome, Alaska. During the service, the pastor invited young children to come forward for a children's message. Several came forward and sat down with the pastor. Across the aisle from where I was sitting, there was a young girl. I remember that she had blonde hair, but she was afraid to go forward. Although Dad and Mom encouraged her, she didn't want to go forward for this children's message. The pastor noticed the girl's reluctance. He motioned with his hand that she should come forward. No way. The girl was not going to budge from her daddy's lap. Then something precious happened. Another young girl was sitting with the pastor waiting for the children's message to begin. This girl, and I remember that she had black hair, stood up, and on her own she walked down the aisle of the church. Standing before the girl with blonde hair, she put out her hand. The blonde-headed girl hopped down off her daddy's lap, took the hand of the girl with the black hair, and went forward for the children's message. There she sat and heard the pastor talk about Jesus. This little girl with the black hair certainly played her part to bring someone to Jesus. You can too. Let none hear you idly saying, "There's nothing I can do," while the multitudes are dying and the Master calls for you. Take the task He gives you gladly. Let His work your pleasure be. Answer quickly when He calls you, "Here am I, send me, send me." There are few things, if any, more satisfying than helping to bring someone to faith in the God of love, whose glory is revealed to us in Jesus Christ. What can you do in this great cause? You should feel responsible. But do you? I recall asking my congregation to add an extra church service because we were running out of space in our pews and our parking lots. Someone popped up and said, "Hey, if they want to come, let them fight for a space just like the rest of us do." Some Christians don't feel responsible to reach out. Listen to what the Lord said to His people in Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 7 to 9. "Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. So hear the word I speak and give them warning from me. When I say to the wicked, 'O wicked man, you will surely die,' and you do not speak to dissuade him from his ways, that wicked man will die for his sin, and I will hold you accountable for his blood. But if you do warn the wicked man to turn from his ways, and he does not do so, he will die for his sin, but you will have saved yourself." Yes, indeed, God does hold us accountable to speak about sin and death when people persist in their own ways. Ezekiel says, "You and I are responsible for telling people that their sins are leading them to death." We'll be held accountable if we fail to tell people about the consequences of their sins. If they don't listen to our words about their sin, they'll receive the logical and just consequence of their sin, and that's eternal death. However, you and I will be spared. Will not be spared because of our works, but only by the death and life of Jesus Christ, a redemption from sin and death freely offered by God to all people. Now, our message about the need for a Savior is not popular with many people. Many people like to hear warm, cuddly, religious words, but they don't like to hear words of judgment against their sins. Last May, I preached in Parma, Ohio. After the Sunday services were over, I had a nice dinner with a local family. But the dinner was quick. I had to get to the airport. They took me to the airport and I boarded the plane. I was still wearing my black suit and my black clerical shirt and collar. You know, the dress that marks us out as clergymen. Two young women boarded the plane and sat right next to me. And first they teased me. "Oh, a man of God," they said, "a man of God." One of them said that she had had a bad dream about this flight, but now that there was a man of God on the plane, she knew it would be okay. I responded that God loves me, and he wants to take me to heaven, and he might use this flight just to do that. She didn't say much to that. At any rate, as we flew, we talked, and they both proved themselves to be pleasant people. One was a Christian. She told me that she and her boyfriend were looking for a church. She said, and here's the point of this story, "I think you should feel good about your church." To which I answered, "Yes, but what if you feel good about your church and then discover that your church isn't telling you the truth? One day each of us is going to appear before God to be judged. What if God would say, 'Your religious opinions made you feel good in your earthly life, but they are eternally false'?" You and I are responsible to reach out to others with the truth. That truth is about their sin and its consequences. Paul says in Romans chapter 1 that the anger of God is being revealed from heaven against all the ungodliness and unrighteousness of people who suppress the truth, since they regarded it as worthless to hold on to the true knowledge of God. God handed them over to the control of a mind that is worthless, to live immorally. The immoralities of this modern world, the problems that defy solution, are all consequences of sin and aspects of death. "The wages of sin is death," says Romans 10. God doesn't desire death for you or for anyone else in this world. God wants all people to be saved and to know the truth. He offers you his life in Jesus Christ. God's main message to our world is that his judgment against sin was satisfied by the death of Jesus Christ on Calvary's cross. God's main message is not simply the sorry state of our world and the consequences of sin. God's is a message of life for you and for all people. At the beginning of today's message, I mentioned that I had been in Alaska. Shortly after that trip, I was in Lovell, Wyoming. There I met a Mrs. Miller, and I heard her story. Many years ago, a young man offered his hand to this woman in marriage. She accepted. The young man also reached out his hand in another way. He invited her to church. She said, "I'm happy with my church. Why should I go to yours?" But he insisted. So she went with him to St. John's Lutheran Church. Her husband later described her reaction. He said she went for the Lutheran Church hook, line, and sinker. Mrs. Miller told me why she was so taken with St. John's Church. She said, "I had always thought that God was a God to be feared, but I learned in that church that God is a God of love." You and I are responsible to reach out to people with the inviting news that God is a God of love. What a privilege it is for each of us in our small way to be reaching out to others with a story of life in Jesus Christ. The soul winner's prayer should be very close to every Christian's heart. "Lord, lay some soul upon my heart and love that soul through me. And may I humbly do my part to win that soul for thee." During this month, Reverend Schultz and I have been speaking about missions. He spoke about the work in China and the Soviet Union, and his were impressive messages about mission. Last week I told you about Venezuela. Mission is what we're about in our Lutheran Hour ministries. We have 18 offices around the world, all dedicated to bringing Christ to the nations. We need you to work with us. Hence today's message is called, What Can I Do? What can you do? You can realize that you're responsible. Going into all the world and spreading the gospel is a commission given to all Christians. We pray, God, help each of us to feel a part of your worldwide mission. Secondly, you and I are responsible that the truth of law and gospel be told. Never forget that the emphasis is always to be upon the gospel. We pray, O God, fill our thoughts and words with the life that you offer to repentant sinners through Jesus Christ. Thirdly, you can learn about missions. The director of our German Lutheran Hour office, Dr. Hans Lutz Petsch, told me once that an American had asked him if Germans still speak German or are they all speaking English now. That does not reflect a knowledge about mission or the world in which we live. And so we pray, O God, help us to read and learn about other nations and cultures where your gospel is being proclaimed. Fourthly, you can write or even visit mission fields. Many of you have relatives in other countries. Write to them, not only about family matters, but write to them about the gospel. Share your faith through the mail. Some of you are able to travel overseas. When you travel, look into the Lord's business as well as into your own. We pray, O God, in this mobile world, help us to communicate with our mission fields. In the fifth place, and this is never last nor least, pray God's blessing upon all efforts to spread the truth of Jesus. O God, missionaries and programs, spread your word of life. Grant, O God, growth and increase to their efforts. Now let's conclude by returning to Nome, Alaska, and that little blonde-headed girl. You remember she was afraid to come forward for the children's message until a little girl with black hair came and reached out her hand. Well, the children all sat around the pastor. He's a loving man who told them about Jesus. Then he dismissed the children, sending them back to their parents in the pews. Obviously, my eyes were on that little blonde girl as she returned to her folks. She came down the aisle with a bounce in her step and a big smile on her face. She hopped on her daddy's lap and gave him a hug. That's what I want for you. And I pray that you'll help make that possible for many others. You can do much to reach out to people with a wonderful story of God's love for them in Jesus. You can help God's Holy Spirit to put a bounce in their step and a big smile on their face. God wants all people to know the life that He gives in Jesus Christ. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed this message. The Lutheran Hour is a listener-supported ministry of the International Lutheran Layman's League.